What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Okay, now how about this? So have you been watching the time trials at all for the Olympics?
I threw it on the other night. You know, they're up in Eugene. They were showing like Anna Hall or something, the heptathlete. And then you sent me a dude who was trying to get through on the 200.
Yeah, there was a guy here locally on the 400 that goes to our high school, or that went to our high school, and he goes to the Naval Academy, and he made the semifinals, which is just badass. He's only a sophomore in college, and so we were watching him, and then as we watched it, came across this dude named Quincy Wilson, I think it is, or so. Quincy's his first name. He's only 16 years old, and he's doing the 400 meter.
Wow.
Right. And so how about this? Not only once, but twice he broke the fastest time ever for under 18-year-olds racing. And so I was watching him in the semis too, and he made it to the finals. So the way they do is there's four different heats, and they take the top two from each heat. And then they take the best time after those eight guys. And Quincy was the best time after those. Mm. So he was in the finals last night. And
yeah.
It was badass to see this kid. And so he ended up taking sixth place out of ninth. And the thing is, when they turned that corner, he was actually in like last, like kind of battling. And I'm like, oh, that sucks. He's kind of battling like for the eighth spot. And right. Then he goes, hold your horses here, guys. And he started to kick it into gear, and he actually ended up taking sixth place.
Hmm.
And so the top three go, they were saying, but sometimes they take the top six because they use them for the relay. They don't use the number one guys for the relay all the time.
Oh, okay.
So he has a chance to go, and if he is, he'll be the youngest male track and field athlete of all time.
Nice.
So Big Quincy is his first name, so...
Yeah.
We'll be hearing that name.
Yeah, I saw, was it the 100? They had the 100 final on, too. I saw those guys kind of hauling.
And are those guys slow?
Dude. And that's just, it's just neck and neck. You know, they kind of like, they never know exactly who will go. You know, they have the favorite who actually pulled it off.
Yeah.
But then those other guys, they're just, it's top three, go to the Olympics for the 100.
Yeah. And what's crazy is like, you know, whoever gets out of the gates isn't necessarily going to win it, you know? Like, sometimes you're looking at it and you're like, oh, it looks like that dude's going to take first or second. And then all of a sudden, someone just kicks it into gear and just goes, meow.
Right.
Yeah, it's badass.
There's not too much time to hold back. It's like they, but yeah, you do see someone catch them sometimes.
Yeah. So I'm excited to watch that. I guess it starts the end of July.
Okay.
It's like July like 26th to, and it lasts for like 2 weeks,
probably a little more than that with it's like 2.5, but it's cool that I saw they do even the 60 meter sprint. There's a shorter one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. No, I've never, really, is that
it,
new?
It was on, I think I remember seeing it last time, but yeah, it was on before the 100. And I'm like, oh man, the 60, you can't mess around out of the gate.
No, yeah, that's for people that get all out of the gate. Well, the hoops is obviously going to be badass, right? My sons and I were talking about, so it's going to be like Steph, LeBron, KD, Ant. I mean, just those guys right there will be badass to watch.
I think Kawhi, if he's healthy, is there.
Oh, and then we talked about the Drew Holiday.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah. So that'll be sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Because has Steph, I don't think Steph's ever done it. He doesn't have a gold.
Okay.
LeBron hasn't done it for a while.
Yeah. That'll be sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're like, let's go spank him around one time.
Speaking of LeBron, the draft's coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
When is that? Next week, maybe?
Maybe next Tuesday, yeah.
Okay, so you know we'll see where Big Bronny's going.
Did you see how he was ducking the workouts and the phone calls?
Yeah, and his agent's like, nope, that's how we do it. We only want him to try out for a couple squads.
Phoenix and L.A.
Where we think it's the best fit. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens here. And then even more interesting than that is, like, let's see how he plays.
Yeah, well, I think it's LeBron's same agent, the Rich Paul guy.
right,
for Clutch Sports or whatever. But he's just like, these other guys want to try to offer the two-way contract for down to the G League and back up. He's like, we want a one-way contract. I'm like, dude, just forcing the hand here on only like two teams that'll grab him. But they're like, looks like, I mean, LA will probably grab him at 55 because they're like, who cares? We just use free agency to get some other guys for the bench.
Right. Well, yeah, no, he might not make it to 55 though. You know, that's the thing.
I think it's one of those things, you know, like Eli's, Manning's, you know, they encourage teams not to take him. Like, he will not go to San Diego.
Oh, right, right, right.
Like, it's, you know, go for it, but it's not going to go well.
Right. Now I'll jump into some questions from some of the listeners, too. So it says, do you guys recall your first experience gambling? And I'll take this one and let you think about it.
This is probably near and dear to your heart.
Well, because I totally remember it. I was in college, so I went to junior college first. So I started the four-year when I was 20 and went to college, you know, playing football, meeting guys in the dorms and stuff before school starts. And then as school starts rolling in, you start meeting some of the other kids and stuff. And we met this guy, James. James was from San Diego. guys. That was his saying when he wanted to get our attention. So anyway, James goes, hey, guys, have you ever done a parlay before? And we're like, no. You know, we heard of them, but we really didn't know, you know, how they work. He's like, well, this is how it is. He's like, and he shows us the parlay card. And he's like, you know, if you pick three winners here, it pays you 6-1. And so he's like, so, you know, you put down $20, you get 120 back. You put down 50, you get 300 back. And we're like, whoa, all you have to do is pick three winners here? Like, was it that hard? You know, we're looking at the card like, dude, we play football. We know who's good at stuff, right? And so anyway, we're like, huh, that's interesting. And it caught our attention. And then after the weekend, Big James came in and he goes, guys, check it out. And he had this stack of dough. And we're like, dude, how much is that? And he's like, $5,000.
Wow.
And so James came from a wealthy background. Okay. So James wasn't putting the 20 or 50 down on these things. James was putting a lot more, and James got super lucky and nailed it. But needless to say, that caught our attention. And we're like, whoa, okay, well, we got to try this out. And then so one of my buddies, he'd been working all summer, and he saved up $1,000 like for the first semester, you know, to like just pay for going out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He worked all summer like working with asbestos. I mean, it was shitty work.
Ugh.
And so he goes, okay, well, I've got $1,000 here. He's like, I'll just put 200 on five games, right? And he's like, you know, worst case scenario.
Five-team parlay?
No, not a five-team. Five different games.
Okay.
200 on each game. So he's
He's letting it all ride.
Right, because this is literally how he's thinking. And we're all thinking like this, like, well, worst case scenario, you'll
win two hit.
Exactly. Two hit, you lose three. You know, you're okay. So I remember it vividly. We're in San Francisco. It's a Sunday, and we're bashing. We met some lady friends when we went to, Mexico or something. And they were in San Francisco. So we were meeting them when they called us when they were in town.
Mm.
So we're bouncing around from bar to bar, kind of looking at the score. He's like, ah, that game's not doing so great. Ah, that game's not doing so great. Ends up losing all five.
Oh, man.
No joke. It wasn't four. It was all five. And he's like, whoa. And then we learn about the juice, right? So his buddy, so our buddy James is like, hey, you owe $1,200. He's like, wait, I put $200. He goes, 10% juice. So that's when we learned about the juice.
Oh, dude.
Oh, so anyway, that was my first experience.
Brutal.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, guys, I got no chips in the city. Who's got me the rest of the day? That's awful.
Right?
I think the first thing I played, I mean, we're talking sports, but I remember we were in high school for a high school tournament. We were up in Tahoe. We just kind of snuck into like a side little door there, and there was like a mechanical horse race called Sigma Derby.
Yeah.
And you could bet on which horse you thought would win the race. And so, like, you know, five of us snuck in and putting like $5, $10 in this thing to see which, and we got addicted to it till someone would come over and be like, get out of here.
You were up there for a basketball tournament?
Yeah, in high school.
Right.
During the, like, the Christmas, or yeah, it was over the holiday time.
Did anyone win? Because usually someone gets lucky. Like, you know, you're with five dudes. You sometimes one guy wins.
Yeah, no, you'd hit a little bit. And we'd get away with it sometimes for like 15 minutes, and then you'd have to run out.
Right. Well, that helps being taller, too.
Yeah.
The basketball team.
Yeah. Yeah. God, we made them. We went down to Carmel one year, too, for another basketball tournament and went to like some diner. And a couple of the guys had on like their Letterman jackets and just kind of sat there like, wow, this chow wasn't very good.
I know where we're going here.
Hotel's not too far here. We're like, dude, let's just peace out of here.
just a dine and ditcher.
So I remember there was like a five spot on like a table over. So we got up and just grabbed that five, threw it on ours, and we rolled back. And like 30 minutes later, it wasn't that hard to put together. Someone knocked and they're like, hey, whoever's at that diner, come on out.
And it was like half the team, mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
But we knocked that coach quite a bit, but that he handled well.
He acted like he didn't know about it. Yeah, like the assistant kind of handled it. Yeah.
And so you guys didn't miss any games or anything?
No.
Yeah. Yep,
surprisingly.
That was legit. You know, we talk about the old school coaches and knock them a lot, but that shit they usually know how to handle better.
Mm-hmm.
If you did that now, you're suspended for games for sure. For sure.
That's just kind of goes like with the, like a Saban or someone being like, I don't know how that kid was getting money from like a booster. Didn't know one thing about it.
Exactly. He's like, I don't want to hear about that shit. Yep.
Yeah. But going back to the sports betting thing, it was the same thing down in, it was Arizona State with Cordadio, our buddy. And, these New Jersey guys that we knew were making the rounds. And they had the parlay cards, and we're like, dude, it was just like, just $20, you know, for the, you know, three teamer.
Right.
And we're like, yeah, let's do it. I mean, we'd do it. I don't think anyone ever hit one.
Right.
Like, dude, those guys are cleaning up.
Yeah, they are. And they've probably sent in the chips back to someone back home in New Jersey.
Yeah. Like someone's got a little operation going.
Yeah, they do. Another question here that it says, have you guys ever met any professional athletes? If so, who and where? I can lead on this one too while you think about that. So I thought it was pretty cool when one of our buddies, the Grant Man, had his bachelor party down in Los Angeles. And we went to some swanky bar for like happy hour. And I went to the restroom and I turned the corner and I go, whoa, hello. And I went and grabbed you and I go, dude, Shaq's out here.
Mm.
And it was when Shaq Daddy was in the playoffs against the Kings. And so then everyone rolled out and was that guy teeny. He had his cell phone in his hand and it looked like it was the size of like a dime, first of all.
And like a soda in the other, which looked like it was like a toy.
Oh my God.
A soda can.
Right. So we're chatting with them, and one of our buds is speaking of gambling. He's like, hey, Shaq, who's going to win between you or the Kings so I can throw some chippers on it? Remember our boy Johnny?
Yeah.
So that was pretty badass because Shaq was in his prime, and just to see how big he was amazing.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I lived in LA for 10 years, so I came across a bunch of different people. But the one that pops to mind, I was at this, like, there was like a basketball tournament at this dude's house in Malibu, and Mitch Richmond, basketball player, was super cool. Hung out with him for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mitch seemed like a cool dude. I think another one that was pretty badass is a guy that I went to college with. He was like a PE coach at a like private school in San Francisco, and at the time the owners of the Warriors, their kids went to school there. So he goes, hey, you know, thanks for what you do for the kids, here's some tickets to the War Dogs. And so he invited me, and we had these passes around our neck. We're like, oh, this is badass. But I noticed ours was a different color than everyone's. Like, even the guys that were working there, they had like white ones and we had green. And so I went up to the dude and I'm like, hey, what's the difference between your pass and mine? Because they're different colored. And he's like, yours lets you go anywhere you want in the entire stadium.
Nice.
And I go, wow. So I go back to my boy. I'm like, dude, check this out. And he's like, really? And I go, yep. So anyway, we're kind of cruising around. Well, after the game, I go, let's go, bud. And so I start leading the way, rocking right by the court, heading start heading towards the locker room. And they were playing the New Jersey Nets that night. And speaking of our boy Jay Kidd, he was there. And so I start rolling into the Nets locker room.
Right.
And the security guard goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like he was the badass guy, you know, like those security guards can be. And I just go, hey, bud, take a gander at the pass here.
And back out.
Yep. And so he did back up, and we rolled into the New Jersey Jets Nets locker room, and we're just kicking it there. There was one other reporter, the team, and then the two of us, and that's it.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it was pretty badass. It was kind of crazy because the locker room was shitty. Like, you think it'd be, like, all done up. I think they...
Like the old Oracle. Like, you know, yeah. Probably hadn't given it a facelift.
And I think the visitors, they just give them the craps anyway, you know?
Yeah. I mean, God, you've heard about some stadiums where they paint, like, the visiting room pink and stuff to try to mess with them and make it mellow. Like a football team does that. I forget which one. But, yeah, they don't want them... I think now there's just kind of this level of respect. Don't make it, like, too crappy.
Right.
But they're not going to make it, like, the home team one.
Yeah, no. Okay, a couple questions here before we wrap her up. So, Pebble Beach to golf or Bandon Dunes? What are you picking?
You and I think, disagree on this one.
Yeah, I know. I think we might.
For me, it's Pebble. Okay. I just, when you get a clear day down there, it's I just don't think you can match it. It's unbelievable. And it's not even just the history of what's been played there. The scenery to me has a little bit different feel. I think it's a little bit further down the coast, and it's in California. I feel like the mist is, I don't know, it's not as foggy usually there or something.
Well, and then let me ask you this. Maybe this has something to do with it. Where have you shot your best score, Pebble or Bandon?
I mean, Bandon has so many courses. Yeah. Pebble probably has my better round.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bandon Dunes on that one. I mean, don't get me wrong. Obviously, we're splitting hairs here a little bit, but Bandon's just a joker. If you're a golfer and you want to take a legit golf trip with just the boys, it's Big Bandon Dunes.
Yeah, my buddy, Big Derek, who I used to play a boatload of golf with, his birthday is summer solstice, which came up on June 21st. And Bandon has this thing every day, and it's sun up to sundown.
Yeah.
Four courses, and it's a walking course only for those of you that don't know. So it's four rounds, and you have to walk all day.
Oh, really?
I would gladly do it. I go, we got to go one year for your birthday.
Wow. So you have, oh, that's right. You have to walk all four because they don't allow carts.
I think it's 5:30 to, I mean, what do you have till like 8:50?
No, even later than that, because I've been there before and it's almost 10. And the sun's still, it's right. Just starting to go down.
So summer solstice day, I'll do her one year.
Wow.
Yeah, Four rounds.
Yeah, you got to be in good ass shape to do that.
And are you doing the push cart or are you getting the caddy?
Oh, dude. Well, you got to get the caddy at some point. Maybe, you know, the push cart. Dude, it's so funny watching you push the push cart around.
And I just grab her and don't tow the pro shop either. You're charging me. I'll take this bad boy.
Oh, you know what? I think we got to end her on that one. You and the push cart. That's it for us. So
I think, yeah, we're going to take a couple weeks off with 4th of July break here.
Well,
1 week.
Yeah, 1 week. We'll be back next week. And then I think the week of the 9th, maybe.
We lead into the British Open should be coming up right around then.
Yeah. So we're definitely going to be having the British Open breakdown. We'll get into that.
Keep an eye on Instagram and Twitter at Bolt Brady Picks. Might throw a line out there on the A's versus White Sox game for you.
Or the San Jose Earthquake and the Seattle, what are they? Thunder or something?
Storm or something. Or we can go Fever versus Sky, WNBA. Ooh,
well, that for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Enjoy your 4th of July next week and your summer, whatever you're up to, and we will get at you guys next Tuesday.
See ya.